God is awakening some people. God is bringing you to an aware that He speaks to you. He speaks to you. He speaks to you. He speaks to you. God wants you to be aware that He speaks to you. Now, Numbers chapter 12, I read from verse number 6. Verse number 6. He said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, if someone is capable of putting the scripture there, don't wait till anybody be. Take opportunity of this and receive your blessing. I am dealing and dealing, we are dealing with dreams. See, it says, Numbers chapter 12, verse number 6. It says, He said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. Listen, He reveals them to vision in visions. Visions, we have three forms of visions. Visions, the visions of the mind, the vision of the heart, and the vision that God revealed unto us in a prophetic manner that you are able to see. In all these work, and we have the visions of dream, the visions of trance, and the vision that you'll be standing there as a prophet God revealed unto you, or God speaks to you. Now, He says, I speak to them in dreams. Listen carefully. Even men of God, God speaks to them in dreams. That is why I tell you that in the olden days, God speaks to Abraham in dreams. Before God would bless Solomon, when Solomon was making the decision, God didn't come to Solomon in face to face. He revealed Himself in dream. And He asked Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? And Solomon acts of wisdom and knowledge. Do you get it? Do you get it? So in your dreams, and in your dreams especially, God reveals Himself. That is why some people, before they wake up out of their dreams, their body, they're having pains all over their body. The moment they wake up, some people go to bed and they cannot wake up again. It's because they were not able to make decisions in their dream. Their spirit was not able. See, when you dream, your spirit is working. That is when you have struggles with the devil. So people go to bed and that is life and death between them. Either they choose life or they choose death. And some people, after going into bed or sleeping, they choose death, and that is the end of them. That is the end of them. Beloved, every attempt of the enemy to take away the voice of God out of your life, to take away what God is showing to you, it will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Somebody declare at the comment section that I prophesy that I will see and hear the voice of God. So I want you to write at the comment section. Declare your faith at the comment section. Write, I declare that I will hear and I will hear and see God. I want you to pray right now. Beloved, hear me clearly. Some of us, we cannot hear when God speaks. You cannot hear. Even when He speaks, you forget. Some of us has allowed the devil to take hold of what God gives unto us. A testimony that was shared yesterday on the platform, I did not even know. I was just telling him. He told me about the dream, and I told him that this is a powerful dream. Two text messages on WhatsApp, and I told him I'll call him back, but we have to pray. Not knowing the next day or 2 days after, the The thing manifested physical. Manifested physical. He said a food was given to him. Because he was not there. When he came, he said, I will not eat that food. He sent the food to his office. So a friend came to him, a colleague came. He said, I don't feel like eating this food. Take this food if you like it. And the colleague sent the food to the house. And before they will open the food, the colleague said, he saw some things like they have put medicine on the food. Beloved, anyone that want to poison, if he has eaten the food in the dream, if he has eaten the food, that food in the dream, that will be the end. That is how the devil subdues us. Don't give in to the devil. I want you to pray and say, in the power that reveal himself in the dream unto me to destroy me, let it catch fire now. 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 Let it catch fire. Kapatatatata. You cannot stand me, you enemy of progression. You cannot stand me, you powers of darkness. You cannot stand me, you demonic forces. You cannot stand me. Akapato shakatika, lebrakana madoshati akabadana, rakuparo shapi kadani yadoshi, likarana doshakatika. Let the fire of God. Beloved, there's no time to waste. Somebody needs a miracle from you. Listen to me. There's no time to waste. This dream that the brother had a dream. And I'm still emphasizing on it because it is a great testimony. What will have happened? What will I say? What will people say of my God? What will people say? And I myself, what will be my fate? If one of my beloved sons should lose his life. No. A man of prospects. He has a testimony that is on the way. A big testimony that is on the way. You see how the devils can be used against us. What God is about to do for him is in the pipeline. He just need to get there and we will share the big testimony here. And the devil want to kill him. They want to destroy him. Every power from your mother's background, whether they like it or not, every power from your father's background, whether they like it or not. My grandmother traveled to US to take care of his son's children. She called back home and said, they are here too. She said, they are here. The demons are here. Wherever you find yourself, every demonic power chatted, every demonic power assigned, every principality assigned against your destiny, against your dreams of progress, against what the Lord is about to do in your life, let it catch fire. Somebody pray now. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire now. Rata pakato shadege. Maraka pato shadege. Le paradadadadadadadadada shabrandia tabada. Le katadadadada shadege tabrandia tabada. Raka pato shadege.
Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Rakatabadaba. Rapaya Pakadabada. Rakabadabadaba. Shatatada. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved. It shattered. That's what he has said. When I heard, you know, we had a network problem within our vicinity. And he was calling to tell me about what happened, because I had to speak to him on Friday because of something. I couldn't speak to him. So it was late in the night and I had to prepare for yesterday. So I couldn't speak to him. So after the service, I told him that after the service, we'll talk. After the service, he was trying to get me, couldn't get me. And he shared the thing on the platform, on the page, in the group, on WhatsApp. Those of you who are here, please, they will share the number if you want to be part of the group on WhatsApp. You can take the number and WhatsApp me. Take the number and WhatsApp me. Or since you are part of this family, please follow me. Please follow me, because I want you to be part of this family. Yes, I want to be part of. And he shared the thing. Those of you who are in the group, go and listen to it. Now let me tell you the genesis of the dream. He had a dream, and in the dream, they have gathered at their school. In the school, he said, if I am right, he said, I will let him come and share the dream here and what happened today, so that some of you will take a cue from it. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. And he shared that he had a dream, and they were gathered in their school, and they were distributing rice water, if I am right. So when he got to his tent, he saw that his rice water has turned into rice and palm nut soup. Then he said he will not eat it. So he called me, and so I'll call him back. Then he sent me the dream. The moment I saw the dream, I said, hi, God has opened your eyes for you to see. God has opened, because everybody was eating the food. As for him, when he saw the food as palm nut soup and rice, instead of rice water being served. As for him, God opened his eyes for him to see that no, what you are seeing is different. And he said, no, I will not eat. Then he went up from the dream. Then he said, 2 or 3 days he will come and confirm. They went to the school, he was not there, and food was shared. So he got there and they gave him his food, very packed in a packed. He took the food to his office. Then he couldn't feel right to eat the food. He said he will not eat that food. So a colleague came into his office and he said, colleague, take. I will not eat. I don't feel like eating the food. So the colleague took the food and sent it home. The colleague got home and he said the things that were coming out of the food. And there are some things, after he saw the things coming out of the food, the things on it showed that somebody has poisoned the food. Beloved, God is delivering you from death. They came into your dream to kill you. It's not just a dream. It was your spirit battling certain things. It was your spirit. When you have dream, it's your spirit battling certain things. Because Bible said God refuses to redeem. The redemption comes when you pray or you take steps. The redemption only comes. That is why I told you yesterday that two people had dream. One person's own was the dream of death, and one person's own was a dream of prosperity, of upliftment. Those that Joseph explained the dreams to them, watch on, they were from the same camp. They were serving the king. One was a cadre and one was a cupbearer, like a one chef server. Jesus. Okay, in another word, one was working in the bar. If we were to today, One was working in the bar and one was working in the kitchen. My God. The one working in the kitchen was killed. They killed him. That is what he saw. The one working in the bar was elevated. My God. I don't know what you encountered, but you are going to pray and say, oh God, whatever the devil want to do within my spirit, hey, whatever the enemy is planning within my spirit, Father Lord, may I overcome them by fire. 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 Reveal unto me, oh God, may my spirit be able. May my spirit be unable. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying now? Are you praying now? In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Understand. Listen to me carefully. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it happened to me personally. I was there when I had a dream that somebody has broke our window, the glass, with the burglar proof, and the person has entered into our room, and I have to fight the person out. The person, so I was trying to see what the person picked from the room. So I begin to pray about it. Last 2 weeks, if I'm right, I was at the office, at the workplace, and my wife called me. She called me the different line. When the number was calling me, I was a bit like, who is this? Who is this? Yes. And the number called me. And the person was like, oh, somebody has come. Somebody has come to take my phone. Somebody has come to rob us. Somebody has come and opened the window. The person has destroyed the window. The person has entered into the room. The person has taken my phone. I said, Jesus. The person has taken my phone. The person has destroyed the window. I said, like, seriously? What happened? And somebody, in the morning around 10:30, 11 that way. Morning, 10:30 that way, 30 to 11. Beloved, see, God, when the devil wants to steal from you, he steals your dream. Listen carefully. When the devil wants to steal from you, he steals your dreams. There are certain dreams I don't interpret because the moment you interpret the dream to the person, so all that I do is that I'll give you a direction to follow. Because there are some people, I test them and I get to know that this person, when you tell them the meaning of that dream, it is better you give the direction for the person to avert the dream. That will help the person. But if you are able to tell the person, that is what the person, if not so, in 2-3 days, the person will die on you. Yes. I am telling you. In the name of Jesus. And I was there when I said, okay, let's see what God will do. And she called me again. He said, I was just going into the room. The person has come again. I said, are you alone in the house? Where are you? And I came back home. She has to also go to work. She also has to go to work. And I came back. Beloved, I entered the room and I said, oh God, whoever has taken this thing, let the person know that the person is playing with fire. My God, beloved. Sometimes you have to deal with things. I was in the room. I have to go back to the workplace or to the office, but I decided, okay, I am waiting here till the person brings the phone or I hear something from God before I go away. So I decided to remove my things and lie on the bed so that that person who comes to see will come and meet me in the room. Beloved, lo and behold, I was just inside and somebody called me. Ha! That, Papa, come and see. We are seeing something like a phone at your door, in front of your door. In front of your door. In front of your door.
You are not even aware.
In front of your door. In front of your door. I hurriedly went out to see. Come and see, lo and behold, the phone. The person brought the phone. Whoever has come into you, that is why you must be careful of the things you see. The person brought the phone. Everybody was shocked. So this is when I tell people that the person brought the phone, they are shocked. Anything the devil has taken from you, they are bringing it back to you in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God, let the fire of God, anything the devil has stolen in your dream, in your spirit, whatever that belongs to you, that the devil has taken away from you, somebody pray, I am taking it back, I am taking it back, I am taking it back, I am taking it back. Fire! 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 Somebody fire! Somebody fire! Somebody fire! Somebody fire! Somebody fire! Most of times, I don't want to prophesy so much to people. I want God to reveal unto them. Sometimes I want God to reveal unto them themselves, for them to see the situation they find themselves. In that point, when, because people hear prophecies, you know, in our, where we are find ourselves, we find ourselves in the space whereby everybody says, I'm a prophet. Yes. Prophesying does not mean you are a prophet. We have to call something the office of the prophet. Maybe saying something to say it does not mean you are a prophet. Listen carefully. So a lot of people do not understand the ministry that God has positioned all of us. Yes, a lot of people do not understand. Like by now, if Joseph should be alive, he will call himself a major prophet. He will say, I am the commando. I am the commando of prophets. I am the ogulubu of prophets. Because whatever he sees comes to pass. And he has the giftings of interpreting dreams. He has the giftings. My God. Like he will call himself so many names. He will say, I am da 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 da. You can hear some of the names. I am the bulldozer. I am the one when you come to. When you don't come to me, you will not be saved. How can a man who does not know when he will die say that if you don't come to him, then there's no solution? How can a man like you and I tell you that if you don't come to them, then that is the end of you? A man. I'm not saying that you should disrespect anybody or don't believe in prophecies, but listen to me. Anyone that will tell you that if you don't come to him, that will be the end of you, is a liar. It's a liar. It's a liar. Who taught you? Are you God? What if you die today? Today that you are telling me to come. What if you die today? You don't even know when you will live, how long you are going to live. I teach people because no man knows tomorrow. Does it mean that if a man of God who dies today, you cannot continue? See, it will be a big achievement for a man of God to raise you, that when he's no more, you can stand on your feet and pray. People of God, am I talking to somebody here? I am raising people who are going to take the word and going to be commanders in the realms of the spirit. And they will command and things will come to pass. Beloved, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to write at the comment section, I am more than a conqueror. 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 I want you to write at the comment section, declare your faith now. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Command. You are going to command. Are you declaring? If you are not asleep, I want you to declare, I am more than a conqueror. 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 Today I'm going to invite some people and they are going to share certain things with us. Beloved, Marco Paroche, now hear me. Any vision of the devil that want to clear away the vision of the Lord from your mind, you know something, one, most at times the only vision, I always say it here, that the only vision we see is the vision that will wake us up from our dream. And I'm afraid you are shaking. You are shaking. But when God wants to bless you, can't you see? When God is directing you that Abraham mentioned, don't go here, don't go here. God revealing unto you the things that are happening in your life before and you have got it to where you are. You don't remember. God is revealing to you and you cannot remember. You say, I have forgotten. God is telling you what is about to happen 3-4 years. And you don't pray about it. Beloved, whatever attempt of the enemy to take what belongs to you, let it catch fire, 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 let it catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Ha! Matora dosha brandia kabadaba. Jesus. Lipara kabadosha kadagada. If you are here right now, I want you to declare your faith and say, my eyes are opened. My eyes are opened. I want you to write at the comment section right now and declare your faith. I'll always be telling you that in a virtual meeting like this, I cannot hear you. You can hear me, but I cannot hear you saying amen or saying what I say after me. So you declare it at the comment section. That is your faith. Bible said that write this on the tablet. Write this on the tablet. Write this. So as you write it, as you are in a virtual meeting like this, you write it at the comment section. That is, you are declaring your faith. You are making the signatory. That's what we call signatory. When they want you to sign something or they want you to affirm something which you will not be there to defend it, they say, put your signatory there. My eyes are opened. My eyes are opened. I said, this morning, no matter the time you find yourself, whether in the morning, in the afternoon, no matter what, the time, you are declaring that my eyes are opened. My eyes are opened. My eyes are opened. Right now, I want you to share to 20 people right now. Share to 20 people. Share right now to 20 people. I am about to reveal. My eyes are open. Declare your faith. My eyes are open. My eyes are open. My eyes are open. My God, from today, some of you, God is bringing a certain enlightenment into your being. 20 people, do it quickly. 20 people, just 20. Just 20, not more than 20. 20 people. Share to 20 people right now. Share to them. 20 people, share to 20 people right now. My God. Share, if you can share to your boss, share to your boss, share to somebody you want God to use to bless you. Share to somebody. God is about to do something. Share right now. Share to them some prospects in your life, people you are looking at, that they will be a blessing into your life. Makabadosha da kabata da brande akata da lepakata da brandosha kada kada rakadosha kada. Send to that brother in abroad. Send to that sister in US. Send to that person, because God is going to deliver some people and God wants to use you to deliver them. That sister, that brother in the US, they are sending sickness, and if that person is affected, you'll be affected. That man that want to help you to travel, Hakadosha, that man that want to marry you, that sister that want to marry you, if God does not deliver them, if God does not deliver them, if God does not deliver them, if God does not deliver them. Lekabadolo shete gadadada. Marakabadolo shete gadadada.
Spirit of God.
If you can sit down in your chair or on your bed, wherever you find yourself, if you can walk about, I want you to go walk about. Declare your faith. What do you see? Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11. What do you see? Let your spirit being see something and declare it. Spirit of God, if your number is not up to 20, share up to 20 people. Make sure you share up to 20 people. Just 20. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see somebody moving from where they are. You are here. A sister. The face is shady. A relative so close to you called you and told you about a dream the person had, somebody, and the person said, after having the dream, I begin to feel something from that day. I begin to feel something moving in my body. Anytime from that day, that thing has been moving in my body. Can you hear me? Are you under the sound of my voice? Jesus. See, this day we are raising covenants. Listen to me. Raising covenants against bad dreams. About four dreams, I reviewed some things to you about four dreams that, and I told you something concerning how God revealed, and I told that God will not reveal anything that you know nothing about. Listen carefully. When I mean you know nothing about, it means that cannot be interpreted, God will not reveal it. Because when God reveals dreams, he wants you to understand. He speaks to your spirit. See, sometimes people say that they are aware this, you know, whatever tree they use, they are aware this, they know how to call it, I assume. Yes. And I told you that when you have dreams, you see two things: what you know and what God is saying. So God uses the things of this world to show us, because when God uses anything in heaven, even when God wants to describe heaven in his visions, it's not exactly what is there, but he uses things on this earth to demonstrate the kind of power in heaven. So sometimes God will use an animal, and he says that is a lion of Judah. We know how lion is in the kingdom, or how powerful a lion is. It doesn't mean that God is a lion. Listen carefully. So God revealed things to you, and he speaks in parables. So whatever God reveals to you are things that are happening or are about to happen. That is why sometimes some of you see yourself in the village. You see yourself at certain places. So every dream has its own meaning. Eating in the dream does not mean that you have a bad dream, but the scenario at which you ate the food will tell you whether it is a bad dream or a good dream. Like in the case of a wine, whereby somebody saw that he was serving the king a wine. Even by this time, because wine is red, somebody will tell you that then you are in a Beifor camp serving. Then the king is Beifor. The king is Beifor, and you are serving wine to them. If it should be our time now, you get it. So most of the dreams that we have must be interpreted very well. Because the man in his dream saw that he was serving the king, serving wine to the king. And at that time, their wine is not like our own now. Their wine is purely red, very red, very red. Yes, very red. Uh-huh. So if we're to be this time, that's what we are going to say. And I also said that if we're to be this, that the man that was about to die, we will even say that it is the Spirit of God that was descending on him. Because it showed that he was carrying bread on his head. Bread was on his head. And birds were coming to eat the bread. Birds were coming to eat the bread. So if we're to be today, we will say that because a dove descended on Jesus, and then when Jesus was baptized, we would have interpreted as for bird coming to on you, the which means that the birds are the Spirit of God. No. No. Dreams are not interpreted that way. Every dream is a parable. Some of them, they are very clear, and some of them, they speak in parables. Yes. And God will not show you anything that is not on the earth. That is not happening. So some of you, you'll be thinking about something for a long time, and God will reveal a decision that you have to take in the dream concerning that matter. And somebody will tell you that it's because you were thinking about the situation. No, God wants to speak to you. Now, I'm talking about raising covenants. And every one covenant we are going to pray, the first covenant you raise is a covenant of prayer. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your age. I was very young. I remember when my father would die. My father traveled out of this country and he never returned. Listen, some of us, we started praying not today, and we have seen things. And before my father would die, I remember as young that I was. That is why some of you, your children, you must even ask them of the dream they have. Children can see very well. If you have a child, when the child stands up, ask them what they saw in their dream. I remember I could see myself, and people are holding a casket, and I'm walking behind and crying. I remember very well, as young that I was, I told somebody that, see, this year I don't think Christmas, I will even have a Christmas dress. Because at that time, my mother used to buy me one Christmas dress, and my father would buy two. So at the end of the year, I'll have two Christmas dresses. Three Christmas dresses. But I said to somebody that, I remember the thing because the thing is still in me. Yes. Yes. Beloved, I am teaching you something right now. So, if you have a child, let that child build a covenant of prayer. A child building a covenant. A covenant of prayer can be built by anybody. 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 Anybody, as a person, you must build a covenant of prayer. Covenants of prayers work like magic. And they are the things that bring you revelations. Covenants of prayer. When you pray, you hear the voice of God. When you pray, you have dreams. When you pray, God directs you. Anyone who prays is like a naked wire. Somebody, as you are there, I want to see that you are saying something in your mouth. You speak in different languages and you are declaring, I will not die before my time. I will prosper. My dreams will come to pass. A prayer covenant. Hear me. As you are listening, you are praying. a prayer covenant. Some of us, we were raised out of prayer. I don't know where would I be by now, because it got to a time some of us became kobolo, very young kobolo. But God raised us as young as we were. I started seeing things, having dreams. You see the dreams I'm talking about? About all Satan. So I don't joke with my dream. When I see you attacking me in my dream, you will die. When I see you attacking me in my dream, you will die. I tell you, when I see you attacking my dream, you will die. My dream. You will die. I tell you. Beloved, wherever you find yourself, listen, covenant of prayer. Covenant of prayer. Covenant of prayer. You are bathing, you are praying. You are eating, you are praying. You are cooking, you are praying. Whatever you are doing, you are praying. Covenant of prayer. We call it covenant of prayer. And what does covenant mean? Covenant is an agreement between two people. And anything you do for a long time, the person comes to accept. It's just like you wake up and you come and sweep my house. I will tell you, don't sweep. Don't sweep. But it will get to a time I'll get used to it and I'll accept it. That is why you don't need to stop praying. You don't need to stop praying. Covenant of prayer. Matthew chapter 6. When you read from verse number 9 coming down, and Bible said, and the disciples said, oh God, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Covenant of prayer. It means that prayer is very powerful. Covenant of prayer. Teach us how to pray. You must teach your children how to pray. Teach them how to pray. As young as you are, no matter your age, teach yourself how to pray. Anything you do for a long time, it becomes a covenant. That is why people say that when you put a stone there and you pour water on it and worship it small, so before you realize, it becomes a covenant in your life and begin to operate. Spirit enters into it because they have seen that you are calling on them. 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 Some people have built a covenant of poverty in their lives. Every day I am poor. Every day I don't have. Every day, every day that. Any power the enemy has invested into you, that you are building a covenant that you don't know, I made that covenant be scattered in the name of Jesus. I cancel that covenant with the blood of Jesus. I cancel that covenant in the name of Jesus. Every covenant, unaware covenant, unaware covenant. Some of you, I will die. You, this sickness will kill me. You, this sickness will kill me. Before you realize, you are dead. Covenant, build rather a covenant. Let me tell you, a covenant of prayer is what cancel. What I am talking to you about, three covenants now, three covenants that we are going to raise. See, I am telling you. If we were to be today, the dream that the brother had and told Joseph, if Joseph was a prophet or a man of God at that time, Joseph would have seek the face of God and told the brother, go and pray. But he said, this is what is going to happen. You are going to die. You so prepare and die. And within these 3 days, the brother died. The brother died. You are going to raise a prayer covenant. A covenant of prayer. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. It said, let us approach the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Let us approach the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Prayer covenant. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call upon me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. See, he said, Jeremiah 33. Somebody, if you can push it there, why is that too? For some time I've not seen that too. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call on me. Call on me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. If today is your first time, please follow me. Follow me, and also my number will be shared there. If you want to be part of the covenant group, prayer covenant group, or the family we are building on the worship group, you can follow me and pick the number and just give me a hi on WhatsApp and say, man of God, I want to be part of the group. I want to be part of the family. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly International. Faith Assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Because we have Jesus Christ and we are born for a purpose. Beloved, if that brother have heard this message, he would have changed that. Even if he was not raised to his former position, he would have escaped death. May you escape death by your prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, it says, call on me and I'll show you great and mighty thing that you know nothing about. Great and mighty thing. So it shows that when you pray, God reveal things unto you. Those of you that do not like praying, you only pray when you see people praying. You only pray when you have troubles. Build a prayer altar. You wake up in the morning and you have not prayed. There's a problem. You go to your workplace and you cannot touch your. Some of you, you just go to your workplace and you go and sit down. But you sit down. When I enter into the office, I lay my hand on my chair and pray. I hold my laptop and pray with it. I command the laptop to hear me. I command the chair to hear me. The tools I will use, I command them to hear me. Beloved, sometimes you can go to work, and if you don't pray, somebody will make people, so your boss sack you from work. I am telling you. You don't know who came to sit on your chair at your workplace. You don't know who encountered. Even your bed, you are going to sleep and you don't pray on your bed. I see somebody praying now. I see somebody praying now. Somebody, I want you to declare your faith at the comment and say, I am fire. I am taken by fire. I am taken by fire. I am taken by fire. I am praying by fire. I am praying by fire. I am praying by fire. I am taken by fire. I am praying by fire. I am taken by fire. I am praying by fire. I am taken by fire. I am praying by fire. Bible said, and Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume my enemy. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, are you there? I am taken by fire. I am praying by fire. Spirit of God, I am taken by fire and I'm doing by fire. I am praying by fire, 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 by fire. Ha! Prayer covenant. Prayer covenant. Prayer covenant. Number two. It's a covenant of service. Covenant of service. I will continue next week. Today, covenant of service. And number three, covenant of sacrifice. These three is what we use to cancel every bad dream and make manifestations of good dreams. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I have 5 minutes to bring this message to an end. My God. And today is a different day. Prophetically, it's a different day. My God. Listen. Listen. One. Three steps. Three covenants that breaks bad dreams and make manifestations of good dreams. One. I call it covenant of prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9 to 10. It will tell you when you pray, say, Our Father, teach us how to pray. Anything, I told you that anything that you do continually becomes a covenant. And I made an example that when you fetch water for somebody for a long time, maybe the first day the person will say, oh, I don't want it, I don't want it. Before you realize, you have become part of the person. So the person will leave that duty to you, and that you'll be doing, you'll be fulfilling that duty. So it becomes a covenant. Covenant means an agreement between these two people. An agreement. So the moment you make an agreement, which means that the two of you can cancel that agreement. Yes, that is a covenant. That is a covenant when two people come together. So that is why I always suggest an example that somebody will be pouring, somebody will be calling things. Somebody will go to the cemetery and be calling things. Hey, my mother's ghost, come out. See, when the person does that for a long time, before you realize, something will come and possess that person. So that is why when we are given directions, you don't just tell the person to pray once. It must be consistent. Anything you want it to work, we don't do it once. That is why the Bible says that pray without season. Sometimes we say season. It's not season like winter season or whatever. Pray without season, which means pray without stopping. The word is pray without stopping. It means that every day, anything you do consistently works. Listen carefully. Consistently. So when you are doing something and you think you do just once and that is all, no. Consistency produces results. Consistent. So pray. Number two is covenant of service. Covenant of service. Next week, I'm going to explain it very powerfully unto people. Covenant of service. Bible said that when a revelation was given to the prophet Isaiah to send to King Hezekiah, in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 3, Bible said, and the prophets went to him and told him, King, prepare your will, you're about to die. Because at that time, King Hezekiah has been sick for so many, for a long time. So he was wishing that as a prophet is even coming, the prophet will come and say, I pray for you, you are well. But the prophet came to say that, no, you are going to die. Bible said, Hezekiah turned himself to the wall. And Bible said, he cried and prayed and said, Lord, remember how dedicated, committed I am. Remember how dedicated. Some of you serve God today, tomorrow, you serve Agbalagba. Tomorrow, you are consulting this. Tomorrow, your service in the Lord is what speaks to you. It's what speaks for you. Some of you are doing something at a church. Because pastor talked about it, you are offended. You sweep at the church. Maybe you are doing something for pastor. You are doing something at a service at workplace. Some of you are somebody who is a giver. When I mean a giver, we have three ways of giving. We have the giving of offering, the giving of tithe, and giving of alms. Yes, the giving of tithe, the giving of offering, and the giving of alms. Alms means that you give unto yourself. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And some people, they put it upon themselves that they will feed some people. You are taking care of somebody. You think the person has done this and that, so you said, no, I will not do it again. It is your blessing. It is your blessing. It becomes a covenant for you. Some of you are taking care of some people in the church or something like that. Maybe every time you want to bless the man of God, it becomes a covenant. There was a time I said to somebody, he said, Abdadi, you have not been calling me to pray for me. But that person has been sending me seed. I tell the person, even you calling every time to check up on me, is a covenant. So when something is coming unto you, God will reveal unto me. Even if I don't pray for you, my spirit will pray for you. Even if I don't pray for you, even if the man of God does not call you, his spirit, because you are part of him, you are doing something that is speaking. That is the second one. Number three, the covenant of sacrifice. The covenant of sacrifice. Next week, I'm going to explain very carefully. The covenant of sacrifice. And that covenant of sacrifice, when you read Psalm 50, verse 5, it says, call upon me who have a covenant with me through sacrifice. Through sacrifice. I'm going to talk about two sacrifices. Some of us, we cannot sacrifice it in anything. Sacrifice. Small pain, you cannot go through small pain. No. Small sacrifice, you cannot compromise. No, no, you cannot sacrifice. Even in the house of the Lord, for you to give one CD as an offering, some of us, we cannot even give our tithe. God has given you 100. He said, give me 10. Today, you said you cannot give your tithe. God gives you 100 CD. Your tithe is 10 CD. And you think that when you get 1,000 CDs, you can give 100 CD. You cannot. Mark it anyway. If you don't learn today, it will not work. You cannot do it. See, let's imagine that God has given you 10,000 cities and you want to give a tithe of 1,000 cities. When it was even 10 cities, you see it as big. 1,000 cities. You tell me that 1,000 cities can do something. I am telling you, you will not be able to do it. And there are things that break certain boundaries in people's life. There are things. So if you want to break certain boundaries, some people have money to break certain boundaries. So if you want to break certain boundaries, you must learn certain things. It doesn't come by chance. You are coming from a home, even bicycle tie, nobody has bought before in your house. All the cars that your family use is second hand. And you want to buy a brand new car. You think it's easy? You think it just come by anyhow? See, some people, they are forefathers, they are grandmothers. I've prayed for them. They have done certain. I went to one of the Volta region, and the things they were doing, even a church in Accra will not do it. Old women, the things they are doing for pastors. So when you see somebody's child from the village who have had 8 A's, like last time a guy had 8 A's, secondary school, and he has been given a scholarship, don't be surprised. Don't say, a guy in the village has had 8 A's. Go, you don't know what the mother has been doing. You don't know what the father has been doing. You don't know what a grandmother has done before. Beloved, you are the one I'm talking to. If you are the one I'm talking to, I want you to write at the comment section, speak to me, Lord. Write at the comment section. If you are not asleep, I want to see those who are not asleep. Say to speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. I am ending and we are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to pray. We are going to pray in the next 10 minutes. You are going to pray and say, Lord. Lord. Whatever is inside me, and there must be a step I have to take. Lord, let me be able to take that step to build a covenant with you. Now, let me give you the last apple. Do you know that when Jesus wants to set up a new covenant, Bible said in Luke 22, I think verse number 17 coming down, Bible said, he picked up the cup. Listen carefully. That's why I told you that covenants are not just doing something while you are praying, while you just pray one, you say you are tired. I have prayed for so many years, I'm tired. I have tried it, sir. I didn't get it. Who told you? Push it. Push it again. Push it again. You yourself, you have seen in your dream. You have seen what the God is about to do. You are giving up. Who told you to give up? That is what the devil wants. The devil wants you to give up so that they will end you. You become frustrated. Don't give up until it works. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up until that marriage comes. Don't give up until that traveling door opens. Don't give up until that healing comes. Don't give up until you get pregnant. Don't give up. Don't give up until the issues in the marriage is resolved. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up prayer. And don't give up the things you do for God. That becomes a covenant in your life. Don't give up. Don't give up. Accra House of Folk. Even Accra House of a football club has a motto. They said, we never say die until our bones are rotting. Until our bones are rotting. I don't know if they picked that scripture from the book of Ezekiel, whereby God showed Ezekiel bones and he said, can these bones come back to life? And Ezekiel said, only God that knows. Only God that knows. Even Accra House of Folk, a football club, he said, never give up. A football club. A football club like Liverpool is even saying, I never walk alone. We never walk alone. The day I heard their motto, I said, I am part of Liverpool. I say, I never walk alone. I never walk alone. I never walk alone. I'm not giving up. I am going and going and going and going. Ha! Until I give up my last breath, I am not giving up of my dream. I am not giving up on my dreams. I am not giving up on my dreams. What God wants to take me, I am not giving up. Are you praying somebody? Are you declaring to your life that you are not giving up? You are not giving up. You are not giving up. You are not giving up. Are you declaring into your life that you are not giving up until that thing comes to being? You are not giving up. You are not giving up. I am not giving up. Are you declaring? I declare in writing. Declare in writing. I am not giving up. I am moving until I see the glory of God. Until I see myself up there. Until I see myself up there. I am not giving up. Until I see myself up there. I am not giving up. Until I see myself up there. Somebody pray. In the next 5 minutes you are praying and making declaration. Until I see myself there. Until I see fulfillment. Until I see the glory of God. I am not giving up. Rakabadosha. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Ah, kabadosha kadadadan. Ratara kadabadaba. Lepra kabadadada. Rakabadosha tadadada. Repadadadosha kadabah. See, let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing. David was anointed to be a king at the age of 17 years. He has to spend 13 years. He became king finally at the age of 30 years. Hear me carefully. He became king finally at the age of 30 years. Not because he cannot become king. Listen to me. Not because he cannot become king. But somebody has become an hindrance. And until that person dies, he will not be free to become a king. Yes. Until somebody dies, he will not be free to become a king. He has to be roaming in the wilderness, a king. He has to be moving in the wilderness. That is where he wrote this song. People chasing him here and there because the king was after him. The king was after him. Because the king was after him, all the communities do not want to receive him. That is why the husband of Abigail insulted David. And David decided, I'm going to kill him because he has insulted me. But Abigail was so wise. Abigail was so wise. See, there was somebody there who would not want you to become who you have to become. Beloved, I'm talking to you. That is what, see, our sight of the world, let me tell you, let me give you, some of you, you need to understand these things. The continent we are coming from is a continent of powers. A continent that has become one of the great continent before. You know, civilization started from Africa. Civilization started from Africa. When you read history, it will tell you that those in Egypt are not, before those that were in Egypt were not whites, they were blacks. Because of war and stuff like that, people conquer and people conquer. There was a time Egypt was ruling the whole world. Listen carefully. Egypt is one of the names, or if I can say, is what the name that has become a nation that has its name till now. Till now. The ancient names in the Bible, Egypt, is the only name that I know that exists till now, that has not changed. All the names you are seeing came after Egypt. And Egypt was then the America of our time today, where everybody wants to run to. Yes. Egypt. Check the scriptures. Anytime there's famine, people run there. So traveling for greener pastures didn't start to. The first it was Africa people were coming to. Now we are also going there for greener pasture. I am telling you. First it was Africa that people were coming to. You may not understand. Some people are catching the revelation. I'm ending. And we are going to pray 2 minutes. And then we enter into a prophetic session. If today's your first time coming on this life, be part of the family. I love you so much. My name is Apostle Jonathan Anan. More grace. Please follow me quickly. We are going to share our lines. If you are you are going to share our lines, please, if you want to be part of the WhatsApp group or you want to come get in touch with me personally, please get the numbers. Gershon, are you there? Gershon, are you there? My God. Mama More Grace, are you there? Share the numbers. If you even want to sow a seed, there will be a seed number that you can sow into it. Maybe you are attached to sow a seed. It's up to you. Yes. It's by your faith, not by anybody pushing you. And if you want to give your tithe through this line, it's a man of God. I'm showing my tithe and whatever. It is up to you. It's by your faith. As for this place, it's by faith. It's by faith. Thank you, Jesus. So listen to me. We have found ourselves whereby demonic powers. Listen carefully. Africa has been one of the continents that has powers. Powers. The white snow, those abroad, they know. You know, let me tell you something. Those whites, they have a form of incantation and all kind of things. They are more spiritual than us now. That is why they came running into Egypt to steal certain things. Some of them came into Africa to steal even our gods. They believe so much in power. So most the thing they are ahead of us is that they write their things down. They always document. Listen to me, beloved. Listen, God performed 10 wonders in Egypt. 10 wonders. 10 wonders. Before they were able to release the people of Israel. Just imagine, even before the 10 wonders. Moses have to put 10, how do you call it? A staff into a snake. When Moses turned the staff into a snake, they also turned their sticks into snakes. It was power struggle. Show of power. Their waters have to turn into blood. People have to die. Children have to die. For some people have to come out of Egypt. At that time, anybody that is hungry goes to Egypt. Everybody want to have an align with Egypt. They were blacks by then. Hear me. Africa is a place. That is why we have to pray more. Because if you are not careful, you cannot break certain things. You cannot break certain things. That is why here, everything we do, our prayer is giddy. Because we know where we are coming from. If you don't bind, Bible says in Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever you shall bind. Are you going to bind something with weak hands? No. Bible said, when they said Daniel shouldn't pray, Daniel said, now lie. Me, I shouldn't pray. The food I eat is prayer. He opened the windows for them to hear that. You cannot stop my prayer life. Beloved, I declare upon your life that anything that want to stop you from going forward, anything that want to bring you down will not be able to stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that has seen your future, let the fire of God, somebody shout fire. Begin to shout fire at where you are. Shout fire. Nothing can bring me down. Nothing can bring me down. Nothing can bring me down by fire. Fire. Jesus. Jesus. I am ending. I want to pray for some few people here before I end. Please pick up the number. Mama More Grace, continue sharing the numbers so that those who want to take steps in faith can take steps in faith. Marato Satiatabadaba. Lipakato Satiata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for some people here. If you are here and you are not asleep, let me see you. Let me see you liking the life, and also let me see that you are here making something happen. Making something. I'm going to pray. Yesterday, I wanted to pray for Stella. Stella, call in. Let me pray for you in the name of Jesus. Stella, call in. Marado Shakabadado Shetede. Stella, call in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, Stella.
Yes, Papa.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm doing well.
We thank God. Where are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from Kumasi.
Kumasi, Stella.
Precisely, Tibre.
Hey, wow, that's powerful. Mm. I pray for you.
Amen.
I pray for you.
Amen.
May the Lord give you peace, and may the Lord direct you. You see, yesterday when you were the same Stella that I gave a
prophecy. Stella Martin, yes, Papa, it's me.
I gave you a prophecy, yes, concerning me. God directing you, and you will do something. What did I tell you yesterday? Do you remember?
But Papa, you said mm-hmm. Yes. You said God is about to bless me, mm-hmm. and God has given humble hearts, mm-hmm. so I could keep on proceeding, mm. and God is going to do it definitely for me.
How about those?
That was what you said.
Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is about to do something in your life. Now, from today, mm. what I want to tell you is that don't forget your dreams. If you are able, write them down, because God is going to direct you on certain things. And now, this is how it's going to come.
Amen.
God is going to bring somebody into mm. your life, but it's going to come.
Amen.
In a way that you may not see. But out of your dream, God is going to show Amen. You how it's going to happen. Now, God Amen. Is telling me right now that there's something in your heart you have been praying Amen. For. I know there are things in your heart
yes.
you have been praying for. But the Lord is telling me that He's going yes. to use somebody to connect you. I see Amen. Connection. Stella Amen. Being connected to somebody.
Amen.
And the person is going to Amen, introduce you
Papa.
To somebody.
It has already started.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine called me yesterday.
Jesus.
And I do pastries. So she told me a friend of hers
mm.
has requested for Shito.
Okay.
And she said she wants to export it and other stuff. So I should come around probably next week so that we can arrange and do some things and then know the prices of the Shito I will be providing for him. Papa, it is true. What you are saying is true.
Oh, wow.
What you are saying is true.
Wow.
What you are saying is very true.
Wow.
What you are saying. Is, and she has started to link me, connect me. She even... We talked for about almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Giving me ideas on what I have to do to extend my brand, sending me some copies to learn about it and then extend my business. Papa, what you are saying is true.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We serve
what
a mighty God. We serve a mighty
what
God.
What you're saying is very true.
Yes. Listen to me here.
What you're saying is very
people
true.
Of God. People of God. Still, I'm going to pray for you.
Very true.
I declare Amen. Upon your life that you will go far.
Amen.
God is I about to give you peace. You will go far in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will lead you and connect you in the name of Jesus.
May the protection of the Lord be abound upon your life in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus
Christ, you are blessed.
I receive it in Jesus' name. Take
my number and get in touch with me, okay? Take my number and get in touch with me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Beloved, God is working. When I come here and I don't prophesy, I don't force myself to prophesy. No. If I come here and I ask to pray with you and give you the word of God or give you directions, that's what I do. Yes. If God has not spoken to me about somebody, no, I don't force myself. I'm not God. No, I can't know everything. I can't know everything. But what God gives unto me, I give unto his people. No, yes, that is how I do it. No, I can't prophesy all the time. No, I'm not God. I can't be seeing things all the time. No. People need to be fed with the word of God. But when God reveals, I reveal unto you, because it's not for me, it's for you. I'm a messenger of God. Yes, most of us, we have been hearing prophecies and nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I am teaching you the word of God and you must follow it. Stella, God is about to do something in your life. Yes, and he has started already. The peace has started. I'm about to speak a word into somebody's life. I have three people to speak to. Kapato Shagiata Bada. Maraka Pakato Shakedagade. Lipra Kapato Shekedia Badado Shadiata. Makabado Shekadabalando Shekade Ataladado Shekade. Alapakatatata. Alakatakatata. Alapakatata. Arakato Shapadada. Maraka Pakapato Shekade. Jesus' name. Arabasika. Please call it. The Lord has sent me. Say something in my spirit to tell you. Arabasika, call him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Arabasika, your name Sika is going to manifest. See, if God is going to establish you, I see you. I saw something like a small container beside the roadside. And they have written mobile money. But then I saw that container had been moved there. Small one, like, let's say like 3 feet, 3 feet container. Small one, then 3-4 feet container or something like that. That's what I saw. And that container has been moved there. And I'm seeing another big store, a big store. And I'm seeing that same store with Momo, different kind of financial businesses going on there. Arabashika. God is telling me to tell you, if you have not started anything like that, start it. If you don't, yes, God is going to bless you financially and he's going to use this directive. If you don't have a container, if you have any money there, find a place and start. Everything has a starting point. 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 It doesn't matter whether God takes you out of this country or not. Everything has a starting point. I am telling you, I know people who are out of this country and they have businesses here. They have businesses here. They are out of this country. They have businesses here. I will talk to you after the service, okay? I don't want to forget, so please don't forget. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that may the Lord let your dreams come to pass. And whatever struggle, the Lord is about to open unto you great doors. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Arabasika, you are blessed. Okay?
Okay, Apostle.
Okay. Kabadosha, thank you, Jesus. The last two people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the last two people. Holy Spirit, my time is up. Holy Spirit, thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Who should I speak to? Please, if this is our number, our WhatsApp number, the WhatsApp group, and they are going to share the number, you pick the number, pick up the number, and we'll add you to the WhatsApp group. If today is your first time, please, Adwa too sweet. Call in Adwa too sweet. Too sweet. Where did you get the name too sweet from?
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please follow me quickly so that anytime I come on here, my name is Apostle Jonathan, and this is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. It's Faith Assembly. If you want to sow a seed into this prophetic, you can do it. It is by your faith. No, it's by your faith. If you want to get in touch with me, get the number that you can get in touch with me. The number is 024131, 024131-4472. That is my personal number. You can get me on WhatsApp. Yes, just WhatsApp me and I'll know who you are. Because maybe when you call me direct, I will not be able to pick up the call. Maybe when you call me direct, I may not be able to pick up the call. So please, if today is your first time, please take the number and I'm going to get in touch with you. And if you want to sow a seed into the prophetic, into whatever we are doing, you can do that by the other number, the seed number, or you want to give your tithe. Say, man of God, I want to give my tithe. Yes, you can do that by the number 0244616, 0244616936. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I draw two sweets. Let me speak to you finally. Hey, is that with one person? Good. How many people have I been able to speak to? Is that with one? Sweet. How are you?
I'm doing well, by God's grace.
We thank God. Yesterday I told you something. You know, the Lord is saying to me again, I should pray for you. You have a heart of good. Listen carefully. You have a heart of good. You are a giver. You are a giver. And sometime because of one or two issues, you want to restrain from it. It is a covenant I will speak for you. Don't stop doing that. I don't know you. When did you join us?
I think it was only yesterday.
Yesterday. I can you confirm what I'm saying? Because this is what the Lord is telling me. I want you to confirm if what I'm saying is not true. If it is not true, then that is your stronghold.
It's true. I'm a giver, but then sometimes the kind of things, the kind of ungrateful people we meet along the way,
wow,
will deter you from doing it again.
Ungrateful people has come in there. Ungrateful people. Ungrateful people are making a lot of people lose certain chances. Ungrateful people. Some of us are very ungrateful to God. So even when God wants to answer our prayer, he's delaying. He wants to test you before. Oh. Adjoa to sweet. God is about to do something in your life. And it's out of your heart. Have a good heart unto people. Have a good heart unto people. That is your secret. Okay? And how is God to do it? You wonder. See, I pray for you concerning any kind of sickness that want to befall your family. Any kind of sickness, that the Lord will take it out of your life. In the name of Jesus, may the coffin of the Lord be upon your life. May you be guided by the Spirit of God. I declare upon your life that you will not die before your time. You will see the glory of God. Your family is protected.
Amen.
Your life is protected.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Are you married?
No, sir.
But do you have a child?
Not. Yes, I do.
Yes. I draw two sheets. Okay. A high and quanchen. We will talk later. Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Last person. Hey. My, please, if today is your first time, follow me, Apostle Jonathan. Follow me so that you'll be part of the family, and also take the number. Those of you who want to give your tithes, I will say it again, and also want to sow a seed into this ministry, you can do that by that number. They are going to share it. Thank you, Jesus. Who should? Spirit of God, locate somebody. Locate somebody. I have one person to pray for. Don't forget, we meet every Saturday morning, 4 a.m. Ghana time. And Sunday morning, 4 a.m. Ghana time. We have prayed a lot before most of you joining. And I've given the word of God as God has directed me to give. I believe that the word of God is more powerful than even the prophecy. That's what I believe. Because prophecy will pass away. And prophecy takes time. And you need the word of God to prepare you till the prophetic manifests. If you don't know, I'm telling you. So please, let us embrace the word of God. I declare upon Ivan Spintu, you just entered. And the Lord is just speaking to you right now. Even speak to God is delivering you from something right now. I pray for deliverance upon your life. Whatever your location is, Evans Pinto, the Lord, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every assignment of the devil concerning your life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Evans Pinto. Lord, deliver your son now. Deliver your son now. Deliver your son now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Evans Pinto, I pray for you. Continue praying. Continue praying. There's a battle in your life. There's a battle in your life. The devil has risen up against you. See you next week. If you get the number, please get in touch with me. God bless you. I will see you. My time is up. God bless you.